This is Passport to Texas. The photography in Texas Parks and Wildlife magazine is world-class, and April's issue focuses on the best of the best. Deciding what those would be was no easy task.
The process was tough. We have such amazing photographers, staff photographers, as well as freelance photographers.
Art director Brandon Jacobite says he asked regular photo contributors to submit their favorites, and from there, the work began.
I printed every single image out small, then I cut it out and kept editing the groups down until I got down to the final grouping that were going to go into the magazine.
He ended up with 16 spectacular photographs of Texas places, people, and activities. One image even caught him by surprise.
It was Dan Klepper's image. It was this mountain biking image. And in the very front, looking at you at the bottom, is a horned lizard. So that one was very surprising, and I just thought it was a pretty neat image.
Brandon says none of the images were built in Photoshop.
Some of these guys use amazing techniques like Tosh Brown's image. You see this shot of a redfish. I'm not sure exactly how he did it, but I know that he partially submerged the camera so that you can see this redfish that was caught, but you can also see the guy fishing above water.
That's our show for today. Funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.